about the stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou sports on the internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Sports is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou sports on the internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Sports is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou sports on the internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Sports is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou sports on the internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Sports is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou sports on the internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou sports on the internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Sports is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou sports on the internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Sports is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou sports on the internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Sports is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou sports on the internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Sports is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou sports on the internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Sports is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou Sports on the Internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou Sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou Sports on the Internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou Sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou Sports on the Internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou Sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou Sports on the Internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou Sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Sports is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou Sports on the Internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou Sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou Sports on the Internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou Sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Sports is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou Sports on the Internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou Sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou Sports on the Internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou Sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Sports is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou Sports on the Internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou Sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou Sports on the Internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou Sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. the stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou sports on the internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Sports is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou sports on the internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Sports is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou sports on the internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou sports on the internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Sports is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou sports on the internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Sports is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou sports on the internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Sports is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou sports on the internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Sports is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou sports on the internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Sports is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou sports on the internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Sports is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou sports on the internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. ¶¶ out the stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou sports on the internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Sports is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou sports on the internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Sports is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou sports on the internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Sports is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou sports on the internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Sports is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou sports on the internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT/audio.html. KTRS.com will continue to stream after Mizzou sports. Thanks for visiting KTRS.com. Sports is not allowed to stream to KTRS.com. For Mizzou sports on the internet, please visit mutigers.com/OT.
It's slow just a little bit east of McDonald through New Florissant, southbound 170, Ladue down through 40, and we have stop-and-go traffic on southbound 270 from Page through Ladue, a little bit off the pace from the Clayton Road overpass down through Doherty Ferry. And this traffic report brought to you by Kohl's. Friday through Sunday at Kohl's, friends and families save a little more with an extra 20% off, so you can give a little more this holiday season. See store or Kohl's.com for details. And I'm Tim Weiland from the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center.
All right, thank you, Tim. Those of you who listen regularly may know that John Londoff, one of our terrific supporters, went deer hunting for the first time, and he got a John, was it a 12-point?
8-point.
Eight point buck.
But it was a big buck.
Okay.
255 pounds.
Did you see the story about the guy in Tennessee, and it was in Nashville, who last week they believe, it has to all be verified and confirmed, they believe he has shot the world record white-tailed deer.
Wow.
Did you see this?
I didn't see that.
Check this. 47-point rack.
Ooh. 47-point? Wow.
Now, this is interesting. The rack itself, there are people who will buy racks, impressive racks. They say the rack on this deer, this guy easily can get $100,000 for that.
Wow.
Yeah. So he has to decide if he wants to sell it to one person, and there are a lot of rich guys who will pay for, you know, racks like you just don't see every day, or they say he has the option of sort of putting it on tour at different hunting shows, and which I would go with that one, because that's like an ongoing paycheck. But John, there you go. That's what you have to shoot for now. If you want to beat that guy, you got to get something bigger than 47 points. Now, I don't know. There's a number that they assign a deer, and John's deer, for example, would have had a number like 186. And what it is a formula. They measure the largest distance between the two points of the rack, and then they measure the length of the number of points, and then there's a formula, and you come up with this number. And this one, for example, the number is like 313 2/8 inches gross. That's after they factor in everything they measure. And this is, I'm looking at the picture, this is a big beast of a buck right here. It was in USA Today this morning. You can pull it up online. And, he's 26. Stephen Tucker, Sumner County, Tennessee, 47 point. I've never even heard. I thought it was like an 18 point rack was huge. I'd never even heard of one in the 20s or 30s. But 47. And does that, do you know, John, does that tell you anything about the age of the deer?
You're asking the wrong guy here.
Yeah, well, by next year you'll know all these, because you'll get into it and you'll learn everything there is to know, I'm sure. How you doing?
Oh, I was hoping you would ask. I'm doing great. I'm doing absolutely great. Just got to nominated to the board for Medal of Valor.
Now, who nominated you for that? How do you get nominated for that?
Just got a lot of friends in law enforcement. They know that I got their back. They know that it's not BS, and I mean it's from my heart. What I think of the men and women of the police departments, it's been a tough year, no doubt. I'm not telling you anything we don't know, not only in our area but around the country. And when you start hearing about the bravery of what these men and women do for us every day, And then there was even a guy that, a civilian, that saw a punk running with a lady's purse. He heard her screaming, and he chases him, and he gets him. And this guy's beating the heck out of him, and he's defending himself, and he's probably getting a few licks in himself, but he gets the purse back. And then he gets the license plate number of the car, as, of course, the punk, is driving away. And that's what the police got him and arrested him. But, I mean, that's just, a sign of there's still a lot of people. They said currently the rate of the U.S. citizens' approval of police officers is over 76%. Hasn't been that high since 1968.
Wow, that's good news, because if you just watch the TV, you think that everybody except you hates the cops. The message they send out.
That was one of the things that, was mentioned, and that was that, you're not going to hear that stuff. You're not going to hear the good stuff.
No.
The media, I guarantee some of the people that think it's their job to slam police officers. Guess what? When they're at home and their house gets broken into, guess who are they calling? Yeah, the police.
They're not just police. They have to learn to be psychologists. But if you've ever watched a first responder or a firefighter or a police officer with someone who's just been part of something horrific, they are the most, they're calming. They keep you from going insane if you're in shock. They just know how to get you through it while they're there. And one other thing I want to say, and this, not every cop can do this. You cops, because you've shown that you know how to do it, you're the ones they call when someone has to go knock on the door and tell a parent that their teenage son's been killed in a car wreck. And I know a cop in St. Louis County who gets that duty. He gets called, and they just say, here's the address. Their daughter was killed at 2 o'clock this morning. Now, how about that knock on the door? I could not do that. I would collapse right with the parents when I told them. You got to have a special switch that you flip to put you in that mode where you do it right. And they know it's coming, there's usually a couple of cops come to the door, and if it's, 4 o'clock in the morning or something, you know what's coming, and they got to be prepared. Did you know that when they do that right around the corner are EMTs, paramedics? Because sometimes that news, people pass out. Like you can have a heart attack. Somebody says your child got killed. So there's a lot more that goes on than we realize, but they always have standing by, right out of sight, a medical team when they go to tell somebody that somebody in their family has been killed. So, yeah, hello to the cops, and thank you. Every day, I'm going to try to do this for the rest of my life, just every time I see one. And I got listeners that email me and say they've started doing it, too.
Well, I'd like to, you know, it's a year away, but we will have the 2017, and it'll be in November. So I'll talk to you and have you, with us at our table, because it's over with by 1:30. So that's we'll probably maybe try to get one of the hotels there in Westport, right there by your office.
So you're, now, people that just tuned in, what they heard was you asking me if I want to go to a hotel with you some night in November next year.
I invited you to the Medal of Valor Awards.
I didn't hear that part. Did you guys hear that part? I just heard a hotel.
Yes.
Maybe you're a selective hearing. Maybe you want me to invite you to a hotel. Well, it's not going to happen, Frank.
How many are on the board? How many are with you on the board, the Medal of Honor board?
I don't know that. Hmm. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 15.
Yeah.
You like that, how I kept it?
Yeah, I did. I did.
What's so funny?
Oh, I don't know. Do you just trying to say, I don't know what you were counting. You ran out of fingers. I guess you started on your toes or something.
I opened up the front of the program that I have right here on my desk, okay? But
do you guys subscribe to Season Change magazine?
Sure.
Season Change?
Get it? Oh, it's a great magazine. See the article about buying a Chevy in there?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, this is, I got it right here. It's the current issue. Great article, and it says, one of the best times to buy a Chevy is if you can find any time during the calendar year where within 48 hours the temperature drops at least 50 degrees. That is the time, that window from the hot just before the big dip comes. They say that is the perfect, it's kind of like the stars are aligned, right, or the whole moon thing. They said that is the time to buy a Chevrolet. And then they go on to say that they did some research and looked at customer satisfaction forms, and they said, from what we can tell, and I'll read the verbatim, there is a dealership in the St. Louis, Missouri area that blows the others away. So if this special window presents itself to you as an opportunity, you might want to, and then it says, no matter where you live, head for Johnny Londoff Chevrolet in St. Louis, Missouri. That's what it says.
Thank you.
They're aware of you. They are well aware of you.
Oh, you're unbelievable. You are just the best. You know that?
No.
But you've already heard that. You already probably heard that this morning from your wife.
Never heard it from her, I don't think, ever.
Yeah, you did. You said yesterday, she always says you're the best.
Oh.
You're the best.
Before I lost weight, she said you have big breasts.
Yeah.
It kind of maybe sounded like that, but that's what she said. You have big breasts.
So weather's going to change.
Yeah, it's going to change a lot. Saturday night, 20s.
It's going to change tomorrow. It's going to thunderstorm and the big storms. And, but today's high, was it 82? That's ridiculous.
A record high.
Crazy, crazy, crazy. So, at tomorrow's high, I think, is 60, but tomorrow night's low is 38. Saturday night's low is like 29 or 30. So,
that's when I like to buy a car, that kind of weather.
It's great weather. It's great weather to buy a car, and we've got great deals. We have almost 200 Chevy Cruises in stock. We went from like 150 to down to 30 or 40, and I mean, the transports have not stopped, and that's great because we need to have that awesome Chevy product. It's the new redesigned 2017 Chevy Cruze for only
$15,900. You know what the average car price in the United States is? They just released it. And this, I was surprised by this. The average price in this car, what do you think it is? Dan, what do you think it is?
$25,000.
Dan?
I would say like
$17,000. John, what do you think?
The average price of a new vehicle?
Yeah, in this country, as of this year.
I'm going to say the average price of a used car is like $25,000, $26,000. So the average price of a new car
has to be
In the $30,000 range.
You're exactly right. Just under $34,000. That's the average car price now.
The average used car price is 25 or 26?
Yeah.
Now that surprises me. No, that surprises me too. But what it means is
you've got a lot of used, Silverado pickup trucks, SUVs, and they average into the price of the. We just started keeping just a couple of years ago. We started keeping cars under $10,000. We never did that.
That number says the big market in pre-owned cars is late model, low mileage cars, and there I believe that number. There are a lot of people that they don't want to buy new or can't afford to buy new, so they get something 2 or 3 years old. So it would be in the 20s. Makes sense.
It is. And hi to Andy Quinones.
Andy Quinones.
Andy Quinones.
Quinones.
Yes, he's with the Florissant Police Department, and the mayor's bodyguard. What a great job, man. Huh?
Mayor's bodyguard?
Why does the mayor need a bodyguard?
I don't know.
I'm seriously, why? Well, who would be out to get the mayor? I don't get that.
Yeah, he's probably not, but he just holds a high position there in Florissant. So a great friend and customer, and he just said thank you for all the nice things you're saying about the Medal of Valor, and I'm honored. I mean, absolutely honored to be on the board with some great people. I got to, had my wife with us today, so it was a great day, and we're going to have a great day. We have a great day today. We've been very, very busy. One of my best buddies in life honored me again. I got Steve Potter, the guy that got me into duck hunting.
Dan, don't do it.
Yeah, I was waiting for it.
Don't do it. Dan, we can read your mind. See, John, if we don't stop
so
him, if we don't stop him, Dan will go into Mr. Potter from,
It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah, and we're trying to shut that down before he does it. Because that's the first thing that popped in his head.
Come on home, George. They're waiting for you.
See? I knew it. He did it.
Sorry. That was Mr. Potter himself.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was funny.
Oh, we didn't say it was humorous at all. We just said it was going to happen.
I said, don't do it.
Yeah.
It's funny. But that's it, man. We're just having a great day. We're open. People stay here till 7 if you want us to. We might start thinking about locking the doors at 6. But if you want to come up right now, folks, you'll get a great deal. And we're opening all day tomorrow, late tomorrow night. Saturday is going to be an unbelievable day. I can't wait.
No, you're going to have a big weekend. I can tell.
I can tell too. Just the tone of your voice.
Yeah.
Gets me pumped.
I don't know. Edit that out.
Pumped?
Yeah, pumped. And
314-837-1800. That's the number. That's the only number you need to get a great deal on a new Chevy car, truck, van, SUV at 250 pre-owned vehicles. I have too many. Got to sell them, please. So give us a call, 314-837-1800 or lawnduff.com.
All right. Thank you, John. Well, they're on the way.
Thank you, Frank. Okay. Y'all have a great weekend.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There he goes, John Lawndolf, 24/7 at lawnduff.com. The yard sale Saturday morning. It will only be an hour long. It's normally 2 hours long. It'll run the first hour, 7 to 8 o'clock. I say that as a public service to all of you who are yard sale fanatics. And I will tell you this, if you've never heard it, you should listen to it because it'll be a regular radio stop for you every Saturday morning. And it's brought to you by First Community Credit Union. I honestly don't even know if the yard sale would still be on the air if it weren't for First Community. They stepped up years ago. And I had asked them if they wanted to buy one quarter, like the first quarter of the year or the second quarter of the year. And they said, sure. And then they bought the next quarter and then the third quarter and the fourth quarter. And now 3-4 years later, they've bought 16 quarters. So they are the yard sale. That yard, it's the First Community Credit Union yard sale. Now, the offer is still on the table, and they do this a couple of times a year, and we're in the middle of it right now. Here's the offer. If you move your car loan from somewhere else to First Community Credit Union, they'll give you $100. Now, a lot of times with an offer like that, there's a bunch of gibberish printed somewhere. Doesn't apply. Under 18 years of age. No, none of that. No strings, no red tape. $100 put right into an account for you at First Community Credit Union. But wait, there's more. many times when people move the loan over, they also get a very pleasant surprise, and that is that the loan rates are lower many times at First Community Credit Union. So you very possibly can end up with a lower car payment and $100. Life is good. And everybody wins. First Community Credit Union, 43 locations. The number one credit union in the St. Louis area. We would love for you to join us and become a member. Check out their website. Go into any one and get some fresh popcorn. If you want to check their site, it's an easy one to remember, firstcommunity.com.
All right, let's get a check on traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, if you're going over the Poplar Street Bridge, planning on going on southbound Route 3, it looks like we've got a train that's backing things up at Monsanto, so you're slow on the ramp. You have eastbound Highway 70 jamming up a little bit west of Madison through the depressed section, westbound 70 slowing right around Riverview, Jennings Station Road. Eastbound 270 now is heavy right at McDonald through New Florissant. You have southbound 170. That's growing now from Olive down through Highway 40. Southbound 270, we're still looking at stop-and-go traffic from Page down through Ladue. Now we've got some stop-and-go slow pockets from Highway 40 down through Doherty Ferry. And this traffic report, it's brought to you by Kohl's. Friday through Sunday at Kohl's, friends and family save a little more with an extra 20% off, so you can give a little more this holiday. See store or Kohl's.com for details. I'm Tim Weiland from the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. We're live. We're local. What does that mean to you? While the people you hear on some other talk stations are in New York or L.A., KTRS personalities are right here in St. Louis. That means local St. Louisans are talking to other St. Louisans about things that happen in St. Louis while we work and play and live together in St. Louis. Does it get more local than that? Keeping it local. That's our focus on the Big 550 KTRS.
Wireley's been around since 1948, but the experts tell me my advertising is all wrong. I don't talk about sales or prices, and I seldom mention brand names. But here's some names. The top four selling diesel motorhomes in the country are all sold at Wireley RV. The Tiffin Phaeton, Allegro Bus, Allegro Red, and the Palazzo by Thor Industries. And we sell three out of five of the top selling travel trailers in our market. Passport, Hideout, and Wildwood. And our fifth wheels include two of the hottest brands right now, Heritage Glen and Sprinter. So there you go. For special events or upcoming sales, go to our website at BierleyRV.com or visit us on Facebook.
For the rest of your life,
Bierley Trailer.
For the rest of your life,
Bierley Trailer.
Discover your family, show them you care.
For the rest of your life, you gotta be there.
Wireley, just 15 minutes west of I-270 on I-44, Eureka, Missouri.
Since 1950, the premier Lennox heating and cooling dealer in the St. Louis area has been Galmish & Sons. In their third generation, the Galmish tradition of providing prompt, reliable, and courteous service continues, performed by union craftsmen. They offer 24-hour-a-day emergency service, and they service all makes and models. You can get a complete Lennox system installed for only $28.95. You heard right. Just $28.95 for a complete Lennox system installed. Family-owned Galmish & Sons do residential work as well as commercial work, along with humidifier replacement and repair. They're McGraw-Millhaven tested, so give them a call today for a no-obligation estimate for your home or business at 314-993-1110. That's 314-993-1110. Or see their website at galmishandsons.com. That's Galmish spelled G-A-L-M-I-C-H-E. And sons.com. Family owned since 1950.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095.
Hey, do you suffer from dry, cracked skin or painful static shocks during the wintertime? A whole house humidifier can help you prevent these issues throughout the whole season. So right now is the best time to call Premier Heating and Cooling to make sure your furnace, boiler, or heat pump is ready for the winter. Ask about our maintenance agreements and rebates. Premier Heating and Cooling is a proud member of the Better Business Bureau. They're the first and most experienced American Standard dealer in St. Louis and the St. Charles area. They're experienced with both residential and commercial HVAC. You can check out what they offer online at premierheatingcooling.net. By the way, all their technicians are certified and factory trained and have completed a rigorous 5-year training program as well as continuous education and training. So what are you waiting for? Call Premier Heating and Cooling, 636-916-1122, or you can check them out online at premierheatingcooling.net.
Since 1974, homeowners in the greater St. Louis area have trusted PermaJack more than any other contractor when their house is settling or if they have bowing and buckling walls. But who do you call when you notice water in the basement? Well, it's also PermaJack. The representatives at PermaJack are extremely knowledgeable in all aspects of foundation repair, including leaky basements. PermaJack provides permanent solutions to all your nagging water problems, whether it's a simple crack repair or a comprehensive drain system. They will make sure your basement remains dry, and they'll back it up with a written guarantee. So for home settling problems, bowing and buckling walls, or if you have a leaky basement, call the company St. Louis has trusted for over 30 years, PermaJack. Call PermaJack today at 636-225-2553. That's 636-225-2553. Family owned and operated since 1974. When your building needs a helping hand, solid as a rock, PermaJack, 636-225-2553. It's the holiday season.
Yay!
Time for the Suburban Leisure Center holiday sale.
Hooray!
Where all artificial Christmas trees are on sale.
Yay!
Choose from short, lifelike trees to trees up to 9 feet tall.
That's taller than my 8-foot ceiling.
And because they're artificial, there are no needles falling off the tree for you to, rake up off the floor.
So it won't end up being the Charlie Brown tree by Christmas Day, huh?
That's right. And of course, once you purchase your lifelike artificial tree that is on sale at Suburban Leisure Center, it's yours Christmas after Christmas after Christmas. You won't have to buy a new one every year, only to have to clean up after it and then put it out by the curb.
No mess. I like that.
But what would your new Christmas tree that you bought on sale at Suburban Leisure Center be without garlands and wreaths?
Pretty lonely.
That's why Suburban Leisure Center has garlands and wreaths to go along with that new tree you got from
Suburban Leisure Center. Of course.
Right. Suburban Leisure Center is on Olive, just a mile west of 141. Online at suburbanleisurecenter.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 1-800-684-5419. That's 1-800-684-5419. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 1-800-684-5419. 1-800-684-5419. That's 1-800-684-5419. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Folks, if you want to save money or energy, something you can do yourself, give Contact Insulation a call. 636-584-0002. That's 636-584-0002. Have them come out, free inspection. They'll give you a price after they climb up in the attic. They'll look at everything, and they'll say, here's what we need to do for you. They won't just blow insulation in the attic. They'll seal around the pipe. So make sure that what they're putting on top is not going to have air gap coming through, going through your insulation. And they're going to talk to you about an R38 or an R49 insulation in your house. What's going to save you the most bang for your buck? They specialize in fiberglass, blown in wall cellulose. They have open and closed cell foam. They use bib and ultra-fit fiberglass systems for residential and commercial applications. They will save you money because you're going to spend less money on utilities, and you're not going to spend that much to get the insulation up to date in your house. Contact Insulation will do a great job for you. I stand behind them. I've used them in my business, and I think you should use them in your home. Just give Harry a call. 636-584-0002. That's 636-584-0002.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW. new roof, get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend, John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Is it possible the Social Security Administration is giving you bad advice and that's costing you thousands? The answer will shock you. Listen to America's Wealth Management Show this Saturday afternoon right here on 550 KTRS.
My, now, come on. Aren't there more commercials? Is that it?
We have some more later, yeah.
Whew, okay, you scared me for a minute. I thought, boy, that's all the commercials we have. 4 o'clock news break is coming, and then after that, Scott Sherman is in today. If you've never heard Scott, he's very generous with his legal advice, and I can't remember any time when he didn't know something about what everybody was talking about. And I realize some lawyers are criminal, some are civil, some are corporate. He just seems to have a knowledge about all kinds of things. And if he can't help you, he will direct you to someone who can. So if you have a legal issue, get ready to be prepared to call. If you are the person who owns your business, or you're the person in that business in charge of IT, I have a name you need to know. The name is Huber and Associates, H-U-B-E-R. They are in the IT business big time. They have been for over 28 years. They have clients all over the United States, small ones, medium-sized ones, large ones. And it might be wise for you to take a look at their website and see if maybe this wouldn't be the perfect IT partner for you. If you're the person that would make the decision to check them out online, then I don't have to tell you how important getting 100% out of your IT department is. It is crucial if you want to compete and be successful. Huber and Associates, H-U-B-E-R, their website is teamhuber.com, and partnering up with them might be the best thing.